I'm often asked the question, hey Ish, how are seedless watermelons produced? And that's a really good question. University researchers discovered years ago that you can grow seedless watermelons by crossing watermelon varieties to produce plants that have an odd number of chromosomes. Because of the odd number of chromosomes, these offspring plants are sterile and they don't produce seeds. Some people might ask the question, are seedless watermelons then a genetically modified food? And the answer is no. They're the result of crossbreeding. Simply stated, you cross a particular type of male watermelon plant with a particular type of female watermelon plant, and boom, you got seedless watermelons. The technique dates back to the 1930s.
Today's Farm and Garden Almanac is made possible by FeedWorks USA, providing feed additives for the dairy and livestock industries. Information at FeedWorksUSA.com.